This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast and the Becker Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Liz Hudson. Liz is a brilliant sort of leader who serves the private equity community. Liz, can you take a moment to introduce yourself, and we'll talk about what advice you have for corporate leaders today.
Sounds great. Thanks, Scott. It's Liz Hudson here. I am the founder and the principal consultant of EGH LLC. We are a healthcare products and service consulting firm, and we are mostly, primarily focused on the private equity space.
When you talk about business leadership today, what are a few pieces of advice that you would give to another CEO, another business leader?
So a few pieces of advice. I would say, you know, as we are starting to emerge from the world of COVID and kind of enter this new sense of normalcy, I think it's important to take time to do a bit of a reflective postmortem look at the last, you know, year and a half of the pandemic setting and see, you know, what are the things that made us successful? What are the things that didn't make us so successful? What were some of the things that surprised us, and really start to think through how do we capitalize on those things that we really did well and bring that forward to the future? And then what were the things that caught us off guard that we were not prepared for, so that we can reset that new, stronger foundation? You know, God forbid something like this happen again. But I do think, you know, the pandemic really started to show some of the cracks in foundation. So it's a good opportunity to fix those things. And with that, you know, establishing that sense of strategy that is different from the last year and a half than it will be going forward, and then kind of putting some processes around that, you know, is smart. And lastly, you know, I'd say it's all about the people, whether it be the employees or whether it be the customers. I think when we take time to listen, truly listen to them, take care of them well, I don't think there's ever any regrets in those decisions that are made from that.
So let me ask you to just summarize that almost in checklist form to make sure I've got it right. I mean, the last thing was make sure you're listening closely to customers and staying close to your customers, hearing what they have to say. The first concept, I think, was doing some kind of retrospective of the last year, sort of review what happened, what went on, how do you improve from there, what things can you just prepare from there, you know, how else can you look at things. And Liz, I think I'm missing one of the points, but maybe again, help me summarize.
You hit the other two exactly right. The other piece I would say is, in taking that strategy and locking into that new sense of strategy of what it looks like post pandemic, or as we emerge out of the pandemic, you know, locking into that, making sure that's well communicated to everyone, and also building smart processes around that, strategic processes that support the strategy and build in some, you know, consistency and, you know, a robust nature of how those things are implemented.
Thank you. So strategies for going forward. And let me ask you this question. You work with a ton of different customers. You have a lot of different interests. What are you most focused on and excited about this year?
Yeah, we have been having a lot of fun, I will say, this year in particular. We've been busy with strategy creation in support of organizational growth. We've been working with teams on program launches, whether it be product or just new kinds of initiatives. We've been doing work in acquisition diligence and management of expansion projects. And what you hear about the theme of everything that I'm saying is all those projects have growth all over them, right? If it's strategy creation because of organizational growth, if it's product development, it's all signaling growth in the market. So that's just a very fun and exciting place to be. And so it's easy to wake up each morning filled with excitement about what we're doing. It's quite a bit different than where we were, call it March of last year, when a lot of things were on hold, or there was a sense of tension and anxiety. It's just fun to be in this space right now and kind of feel that very palpable energy that's out there and these very real opportunities that are emerging and coming to life. So that's been a lot of fun.
And let me ask you a question. You've worked traditionally a lot in the healthcare product area. You know, products often sold through to health systems, or maybe direct to consumer. What are you seeing sort of in the digital part of that? Is there a lot of digital product development? Are you seeing stuff there or not your bailiwick? What's some of the sense of what you see there?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because you're right. I grew up in a product space. I mean, that's what I'm very comfortable with. I know that inside and out. But, you know, to survive in the world that we are today, everything is moving digital. Everything is more, especially in this last year and a half, we've been tested to see what is that virtual setting? How can we become more connected to our customers in a way that they need to operate in, which does have a very significant digital component to it. So definitely, you know, everything from telehealth, which, you know, we've seen all over in the last year and a half emerging and continuing to be strong, because I think we've proven that that works and it works well. And then you're also seeing product concepts that, you know, in the past have always been done in person or have to have a physical component to them. And now realizing there is a very big component that is data related that has a lot of power. Right. So if you can look and see what a product can do and actually assess that data, understand what the implications of historical and the future predictions and how you want to change behavior and process and things like that, those are all in a much more of a digital format than they are in a, you know, physical kind of a setting. So it's changing the way we do things. It's stretching me and my team in a great way. It's having us learn new concepts, understand, again, being really close to the customer on what works for them right now versus what might work for them a year from now, 5 years from now, maybe 10 years from now, and what those technologies will shift and change to.
I mean, fascinating. It's really fascinating in that really every single business has evolutions in it. It seems like almost every single business. I mean, maybe not for the corner dry cleaners, but everything else seems to have these big digital evolutions. And probably there are two that I'm not seeing. I mean, it's a fascinating world that we live in.
It really is.
I want to thank you for your thoughts and leadership today. Obviously, on top of everything else, this concept of just always staying close to the customer, understand what the customer's thinking, what they want, and so forth, whether the customer's a private equity fund, a major company, or an individual, sort of understanding what they want is so critical and so helpful. Thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us again today, Liz. Just a pleasure.
Thanks so much, Scott. Great to talk with you.